Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today is Tuesday, so it's the day we study the Bible. This week we're studying pioneer progress. We're seeing how the very first Christians in the book of Acts moved from a local phenomenon restricted to Jews in and around Jerusalem and Judea, and actually became something worldwide and viral. The story we're going to read from the Bible is of an encounter between a man named Philip and a senior civil servant from Ethiopia. Here's that story. Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Well, at the very beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus commanded his followers to take his message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. We see that happening here. The message has obviously reached Jerusalem. That's where Jesus was died, where he rose again and ascended. So clearly, the apostles have a home base there, and they've been preaching there. We've heard lots of stories that happened in Jerusalem. Judea was not very far away, and still included Jews, who understood a lot of the basic stories from the Old Testament, would have understood the hope for a Messiah to come. It wasn't a lot to tell them about Jesus. Samaria was a different story. Samaritans had long ago intermarried with other races, and for Jews, Samaritans were considered sort of a half-breed. They were a religious anomaly and to be avoided. They were actually detested by many Jews. So going to Samaria and telling them about Jesus was a bit more of a stretch. There were a few more barriers to overcome. The ends of the earth, of course, was even more so. For them, that probably would have meant generally the area around the Mediterranean. That would have been their known world at the time. So Jesus has commanded them to do this, and here we finally see it starting to happen. We get a hint they've been in Samaria. Just recently we told you the story of Simon the magician. That happened in Samaria. And when Samaritans were first baptized, the apostles recognized this was a watershed moment, and actually came to see what Philip was up to and to see if this was a genuine conversion by the Samaritans, because it was the first they'd seen of that. So we've seen it go to Samaria. And then now in this story, we see an Ethiopian becoming a follower of Jesus. It's the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ reaching the ends of the earth. The man in this story that Philip meets is generally just called the Ethiopian eunuch. And you might wonder why it's relevant that he's a eunuch. If you're not quite sure what eunuch means, go ahead and look it up. I'm not going to tell you here. But he was a eunuch because he was such a senior civil servant, working so closely with the Candace, or the queen of Ethiopia. Being a eunuch meant that he couldn't take advantage of his proximity to the queen and somehow sire some royal babies for himself. He had such direct access to the queen that they needed absolute assurance that he wouldn't take advantage of that. He's a very senior man, and he would normally be inaccessible to a man like Philip. There were many barriers in place. He was from another place, first of all, and yet we see that barrier being dealt with. He's in Jerusalem. There'd normally be religious barriers. He wouldn't have been a Jew or have understood anything about the Jewish faith beyond a cursory understanding, and yet we find out this particular man has been coming to Jerusalem to learn about the God of Israel and worship him. So he's already got some knowledge that's going to help him learn about Jesus. He He's not a Jew, and so Jews would have had strict rules about how they could associate with him, and as a eunuch, he really had no chance of ever becoming a Jew. He was simply somebody interested in and beginning to worship the God of Israel. Because Jews were marked out by their circumcision, and how could this man ever become a Jew by those rules? So it would have been difficult for Philip normally to associate with such a man. He would have been considered unclean. And finally, he's the treasurer to the queen. He's probably a well-guarded man. His chariot would have had guards around it because he may well have been carrying some things from the treasury. He may well have been in Jerusalem on business in addition to his interest in exploring what it would mean to worship the God of Israel. This is a man normally inaccessible, and yet God has made him accessible to Philip and the good news about Jesus Christ. So despite all those barriers, God has still found a way to bring Philip and this Ethiopian eunuch into contact with one another, because he's got a great plan. So he brings the Ethiopian eunuch to Jerusalem. He's already been interesting him in the Old Testament part of the Bible, which he finds himself reading when Philip catches up to his chariot, sent by the Holy Spirit to run out of Jerusalem, run after this chariot, and meet the man inside it. He's sitting there reading Isaiah, and in that day, people read aloud, or he may even have had a servant or a slave reading aloud to him. And so Philip, as he runs along this chariot, what I can only imagine is a James Bond kind of scene, overhears him reading the prophet Isaiah and says, "Can I help you figure that out?" How he ever gets close enough to the chariot, runs fast enough, I don't know, but somehow God makes it happen, and it's the beginning of a great spiritual friendship. We'll learn more about it tomorrow, but first I want you to think about this question and hopefully discuss it with some friends or neighbors. List off all the challenges that could have kept Philip and the eunuch from meeting and having a deep spiritual conversation. Then list off the kind of challenges that exist in our world today to keep us from connecting with and having spiritual conversations with others. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.